Good morning. We welcome you to our 11 o'clock service, our 9:40 service, rather. I don't even know what time of day it is. We're delighted to have you here. If you're visiting with us, we're especially glad to have you. We have a little video we'd like to show that's actually our mission offering for the day. And if you'll take a look at this, I think you'll be inspired by it. If you look at this, please.
I'm the second born in a family of 9 children. I'm married. I have 2 children. My wife and I, we're blessed with 2 boys. And they are in Kenya. I really love them, though I miss them so much. I've been away from them for... I speak with them over the phone sometimes when I get the chance. And it's just great to know that God is faithful, also taking care of them back home and taking care of me here. No, I'm trusting God that He will bring us together someday.
I decided to come to the United States to pursue education in an institution that has the best facilities in training soil scientists and water scientists. And I wanted that training that would put me into helping people back home in the areas of food production and water health and sanitation. And I felt that coming to a school here in the United States, has kept me strong is faith in God, trusting in Jesus, and also fellowshipping with fellow Christians. I have known and I've seen and I've actually enjoyed the fellowship. Indeed, it's not possible for somebody to stand as an island, especially in the journey of faith, and being away from the family. There is so much pressure, not just academic, but financial on this other side. Yeah. That's the first thing. For God to just minister for us, to give us strength and good health, especially for my family back home. And I don't have so much of any resources for me to pursue my studies here. And the remaining period for my undergraduate studies is, it's not that easy, but I'm trusting God that I get Christians and people who would join with me and help me to realize the tuition fee, which is a lot of money.
What a joy it is to be able to help someone like Joseph to prepare himself to go back to his home country. Joseph is actually here with us today. Joseph, would you stand so that we can give you a warm Trinity greeting? And he'll be around after the service if you'd like to meet him and talk with him and find out more about what he's doing. We're delighted to have you as our special guest today. Again, if you're visiting with us, we're happy to have you. Take a moment at the end of the service and go by our welcome center over here, and we have a gift for you and information about our church. I'd like to invite you to bow your heads for just a moment of prayer as we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, bless this service. Use everything that we say and everything that we do to lift your name above all names. Be with us today as we worship. May your Spirit move among us. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in our affirmation of faith, which is the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Before I share our names for prayer today, I want to welcome back Andy and Becky Atkins, who are with us today. Glad to have you back with us. When they were active in our church, they used to work over here and help serve coffee real often on Sunday mornings. So we're glad to have you back. Welcome back to Trinity. We do have people whose names we want to mention today who need special prayer. Those names you see on the screen in front of you, I know there are others that you are aware of, and I'd like for you to feel free to lift those up as we pray together. Let's bow our heads now for just a time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this very special and sacred day when we honor the memory of so many people who have touched lives through this church and in this community. We also want to pause to thank you for your healing power that comes to us when we are sick or troubled, when we are hurting in any way. We lift up the names of these special people who have illnesses or who are recovering. Bless them even as we pray. We're thankful that we can join together in worship and to celebrate your holy name. We pray for Dan as he preaches the word, that you might inspire him and use him in a special way to touch those who are in worship this morning. And we pray that as his service ends today, that we will be equipped and prepared to go out into the world to share your good news with all people. In this prayer and all of our prayers, we pray in the name of Jesus. And then we pray together that prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful and so appropriate for All Saints Sunday. For these special people whose memories we honor today are people who lifted us up, raised us up. They left a wonderful legacy in this church. I want to take just a moment in the middle of our stewardship event to point out that these persons who've gone on before us really understood and believed what Jesus said, that it's more, we're more blessed when we give than we do when we receive. These are people who gave of their time, of their talent, and of their resources to this church, and have left a wonderful, wonderful legacy in this church, in this community, and around the world. I hope we seek to do the same. You should have received in the mail this past week a pledge card. We urge you to fill those out and either mail them back into us, or better yet, if you can be with us in worship on November the 11th, bring those with you that special day and place them in the baskets that will be all over the church. But you are invited to learn what Jesus said. It really is more blessed to give than to receive. And so I encourage you to give and to give generously as we enter a new year, 2013. Thank you. Dan?
Hi. Actually, one of the names that we'll see on the screen, speaking of giving, is the person, she and her husband, who left the church $500,000, and we're grateful. I just noticed that in the first service, nobody stood when her name was mentioned. She wasn't well known, but knew what you were talking about, Troy, about her generosity. I want to mention tonight is the Great Pumpkin Harvest, 5 to 8, a huge crowd. We look forward to that. But some will be down at serving homeless dinner. You see that on the front of your bulletin. And Mihoko, Mihoko, are you here? Oh, she was in last service. At any rate, big concert this Wednesday night, you see in the program. And then November 5th, an acquaintance of hers, this Koto performance here at Trinity. I wanted to mention that you have pumpkin spice coffee. One of you mentioned, what about some pumpkin spice coffee? And so we got that on Sunday. Don't go over there now, but you can go over after the service. And it is good to have so many of you back from being away. I met a couple people between services. Scott Thompson, is it Scott? From Indiana? Scott Thomas went to Trinity Methodist Church up there and looked for one here. Nice to have you, Scott. And the Smiths, Luke and is it Kay? Raise your hands, would you? Way back there. And in law school, so welcome. Nice to have you. Would you stand and turn to somebody you didn't come to church with and just make them feel welcome and right at home? Greet the people around you, would you? Thank you, Sunlight. Pray with me, would you? God, we give you thanks that we have the privilege of giving. We pray for these gifts in the name of Christ. Amen.
When a loved one passes, we miss them and feel sad about their loss. We always feel sad, but sometimes there's that little bit of happiness telling us that they're in a better place now, and we'll get to see them someday. In Brad Paisley's When I Get Where I'm Going, he sings, "When I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears, and I'll shed the sins and struggles I've carried all these years." He's saying that when he passes away, that the ones who loved him should only cry tears of joy that he's in a better place where his life on earth is behind him, and he can no longer be hurt. My grandmother passed away on All Saints Day, and I always cry in sorrow, but my dad tells me she's probably scowling at me for crying and that I should be happy that she's in a better place. My friend recently had a friend of hers pass away, and she told me her friend's mother wanted everyone to wear bright colors to celebrate the happy life she lived, rather than her death. So whenever I cry for my grandmother, I think about how she's in a better place, and I look up and tell her how much I love her. This is Sunlight Choir and Band singing When I Get Where I'm Going, with soloists Cole Norton, Sarah DeLoach, and Joey McGee.
Get where I'm going on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion, run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, they'll be only happy beings. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. Leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear.
Wow. I don't have anything to add to that. I mean,
Sunlight, wow, thank you. Brad Paisley, gee.
These are, I know you all solicited some pictures of, these are some people who've gone on. Is that right? Wow.
Goodness gracious. That was powerful.
This morning I want to just add a little bit to that because that and our ending will be so meaningful. The scripture lesson is from 2 Corinthians 13. The title of this sermon is Being a Saint. It's not what you think. And what I would like you to do is think in your mind of a saint, and you already have, I'm sure, just by watching this, of somebody who's been a saint to you, and two adjectives, one or two adjectives that describe that person. And I had put this on Facebook, or Kelly helped me put it on Facebook. You know, I had a birthday Friday, turned 64, can you believe it? And starting to feel older. I don't deal with difficult football games as well as I used to. Neither do you, do you? So I thought, well, I'm going to be hip and ask people to text me this information. And I was said, well, you're going to get inundated with text, so I don't want to do that. But at any rate, I've gotten a number of emails about this. But being a saint is not what you think. Now, here's Corinthians. Paul begins it with a reference to saints, and he ends it, as we'll see, with saints. But if you know anything about the Corinthian church, I mean, this was a very difficult church for him. They had lots of controversies. They were arrogant. They were challenging. They thought they were smarter than everybody else. They had issues with the Lord's Supper. They just kind of found ways to mess it up. But he calls them saints because they were followers of Jesus. And that's what it is. It's not sort of that we're perfect, but if we want to be a follower of Jesus and give ourselves to Jesus and let Him, in His time, work within us to change us more and more. So here's the ending of 2 Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints send their greetings. All the saints send their greetings. Now, what adjectives did you come up with for the saints in your life? Let me just share with you some that people have sent me or sent me on Facebook or the Wednesday morning my Bible study. This one was really great. My sixth grade school teacher. I was at a place in my life where I could have gone lots of different directions, lots of them really bad, but my sixth grade school teacher believed in me. Thank God for all you teachers in this church. My mom was so wise. All my friends came to her for advice. This person took an interest in me, was there for me. Mom had 10 kids. Mom and Dad had 10 kids. They made us go to church, even though she didn't. But made us go. One person said a Catholic priest. Catholicism has gone through some challenges in the last few years that we're aware of. But you know what? There's a lot of wonderful Catholic priests. Father Jeff McGowan in this town. The other night at the John Michael Talbot concert, we invited Father Julian to come up. I was asked to give the benediction. I said, no, I'd rather have Father Julian. I said, how long have you been here? He said, 33 years. Ministering at St. Patrick's in the name of Christ. So many of them reference food. Let me, a couple more here. Let's see. This unconditional love, patience and kindness. Well, you get the idea. On and on people went. What are the one or two adjectives you had? And the thing that strikes me is what's not on there. Nobody ever mentioned a famous person. Nobody ever mentioned powerful person. Nobody ever mentioned
a well-known singer, American Idol person. Nobody ever mentioned a lot of wealth. Nobody mentioned a lot of the things. Nobody ever mentioned had the same political views that I have. The things that we get worked up about really don't matter so much, do they? You notice what I was saying? Paid attention to me? Believed in me? Was there for me? And I bet the adjectives that came to your mind were many of the same things. The things that really, really matter. And so it's an invitation today to reevaluate and rethink and recalibrate. Wow, what am I giving my time and energy to? Am I investing in these kinds of things that can make a difference in somebody's life? Friday night, Jan's away this past 4 or 5 days. First time we've been apart on my birthday, she said, in 41 years. She had been asked by Siobhan and her family to come up to Virginia, so she and her mom flew up to Virginia. Her mom's 83, and everything's going well on that trip. We're grateful. But so I was free on Friday. We normally do something on Friday. So I asked David, could I preach at the Friday night service? So I was out there before the service started and waiting, meeting people. And a fellow came up, and we were about 40 feet in front of the chapel. And I introduced myself, and he said his name, Bob Graves. I don't know if Bob's here today. It's all right, because it's all good. And I said, Bob Graves, I know that name. He said, yeah, we were at a gathering recently together. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm the golf pro out at the West End. And then I've heard of him then. He's one of the best golf lessons people around. And I said, so you're just kind of checking out the church. He said, yeah, I'm just thinking about coming to this church. I got on the website. And I said, do you have any connection with Trinity? He said, well, do you remember those praying hands? I said, oh, yeah, yeah. He got silent. He said, my grandfather, his hands were large. They were the model for those praying hands. He said, they were in the old church. I said, yeah, they were in the old church. We had a great place for them. We weren't sure where to put them here. We actually had them in storage for a while. We didn't know where to put them. And he was looking at the chapel, and I was looking at him, and I said, look over there. And those of you who've been out there, over there are the praying hands. We had put a new pedestal, put them on there, and he was just overcome with the moment, the emotion of his grandfather and him and the memories. And he texted me, my father was a person of great faith and faithfulness. And every time we have this worship service, All Saints, and I come down and light a candle for my mom and dad and my grandparents, I'm just in the same place. And I hope you will be too. It's an interesting thing about All Saints Sunday, one of the most important ones, and yet one of the kind of services that I almost need to persuade people that it's really important out there in the world. Funny how the world would take a holy day and morph it into something not intended, like Christmas and like All Saints Day, which the eve before All Hallows Day, Hallow, the Latin word for saint, becomes All Hallows Eve, All Halloween. And how Halloween has captured the imagination rather than All Saints, unfortunately, similar to Mardi Gras and Lent. But not for us. We're here today because we believe what we say in the Creed. We believe in life everlasting. We believe in the communion of saints. I was thrilled to see the cover story a couple weeks ago of Newsweek magazine. Eben Alexander, the neuroscientist, the neurosurgeon whose father was a neurosurgeon. He's a scientist of the first degree. And he said, I was a Christian of sorts. I was happy for people who believed that God loved us unconditionally and the assurance that gave. I was happy for people who believed that Jesus was just more than a man. I thought they were wrong. Everything could be explained by science, he felt. But then he had this coma, E. coli bacteria, was in a coma, was essentially dead for 7 days. And his book now is out, My Proof of Heaven. He was transported into heaven, into the clouds. He saw clouds. He saw shimmering, transparent figures. He heard these voices of joy, deep, solid voices of joy. And he had a sense of the amazing presence of God. He believes. He calls it, My Proof of Heaven. But I want you to hear, I'm not going to read it all, I want you to hear the last thing he says in his thing here. I'm really excited about it. I'm actually going to teach a class on this in January. Here it is. Today, he says, not only is the universe defined by unity, it is also, I now know, defined by love. We knew that, didn't we? The universe as I experienced it in my coma is, I have come to see with both shock and joy, the same one that both Einstein and Jesus were speaking of in very different ways. And then he goes on to say, one of the very few places I didn't have trouble getting my story across was a place I'd seen fairly little of before my experience, the church. The first time I entered a church after my coma, I saw everything with fresh eyes. The colors of the stained glass windows recalled the luminous beauty of the landscapes I'd seen in the world above. The deep bass notes of the organ and the cello, our college intern Andrew played the cello, thank you Andrew, reminded me of how thoughts and emotions in that world are like waves that move through you. And most important of all, listen to this, a painting of Jesus breaking bread with His disciples evoked the message that lay at the very heart of my journey. And here it is, that we are loved and accepted unconditionally by a God even more grand and unfathomably glorious than the one I'd learned of as a child in Sunday school. Amazing. I'm really grateful for this book. As I say, I'm going to teach on it. But we know this every Sunday. We affirm it every Sunday, and we certainly live it out on All Saints Sunday. And so I invite you today to let the reality of the unfathomable love of God and majesty of God just sort of sweep over you. And as we receive Holy Communion today, I'm reminded anew and afresh from John Michael Talbot the other night that this is in many ways the high point of any worship service where God gives Himself in unimaginable love to you and me, and we in turn have the opportunity every time we take the bread and the cup to give ourselves totally back to Him. That's what a saint is. Not somebody has their life in perfect place. Not somebody who's got it all together. Not somebody who doesn't make mistakes. A saint is somebody who says, Jesus, I'm giving you as much of myself as I know to you. Help me to live as you would call me to live. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you for memories, for Brad Paisley and the songs, for you who raised me up. All these, this richness of today and the memories of people who touched our lives. For good. We bless your name in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask Pat Tilby and to come and read. And is Jeanette going to read? Oh, wonderful. They're going to read the names of members, like we always do, who've passed this past year. And before they come and read, I would invite you, invite you to just breathe out a name in the silence. And as we do, we'll invite you to stand if you have a connection with the person whose name is read, and then be seated. Bells will play, and then after that we'll receive Holy Communion. Thank you, Pat and Jeanette.
Barry Baldwin. James O. Jim Bondurant. Stubana Banna Bradfield. Henry O. Hank Brotherton. Roger P. Bryan. Lila Castle. Dixie P. Galloway Eddy. dorothy.green. Harold Heinrich. Velma Hotchkiss. Karen Hunter. Robert Riley Larimore. Helen Harper Lawrence. Francis Lindbergh. Jan McPherson. Rose Manuel. Margaret Knox, Maggie Morgan. Edith O'Rourke. Virginia Irene Ryan. Jerome Mark Jerry Sampson. Rosalind Fravere Thayer. Thomas R. Tom Tibbs. Doris Kitchener. Phyllis Boyles. Doris Wells. Lillian Ruth Woods.
Would you follow along in the liturgy for Holy Communion? After which we'll invite you to all over the facility to go and light a candle and receive communion. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves now in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. And on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. Renew our communion with all the saints, especially those whom we have named before you and those whom we name in our hearts. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. We invite you, as I say, to get up and move around, to come to the place, light a candle. There are tapers all along. And then while Allison, Janet, Clay, and Steve, the names of people from the beginning of our church will be scrolling down, and we'll invite you to remember them with reverence. Would you stand now and begin to make your way as you go?
Thank you.
you stand and take somebody's hand and receive the benediction? God, it's so good to be together in the name of Christ, to be a part of the Church of Jesus Christ, where the strong belief of life everlasting prevails. And we have the joy of proclaiming a God of infinite love whose all and majesty is more glorious than we could even imagine. Oh, when we get where we're going, how glorious it'll be. Thank you for these friends who are alongside on the journey here. So send us forth in your grace, power, and love, we pray. Amen. Thank you.